Assembly Democrats are holding to their word and leading a scheduled 24-hour debate over right-to-work legislation. Members of the Assembly first took to the floor at 9 a.m. on Thursday morning. WUWM's Latoya Dennis has been monitoring the floor session and joins us this morning. Good morning, Latoya.
Hi, Rachel.
So it's been about 20 hours now, and members of the Assembly are still debating the merits of right-to-work. Is that right?
You know, it is. Lawmakers knew they were in for a long night. All throughout yesterday and so far this morning, Democrats have introduced a number of amendments and referrals. I tuned in at around 5 a.m. and Mandela Burns. He's a representative from Milwaukee, and he was speaking on a motion to refer right to work back to the Small Business Committee. Burns basically says that there are a lot of things Wisconsinites need, and right to work isn't one of them.
All students who graduate high school in this state deserve a right to in-state tuition. Nonviolent offenders deserve a right to a second chance. It may be the law now, but couples in this state have long deserved the right to marry who they love. Our precious land deserves a right to not be subject to corporate takeover. The people in this state deserve a right to safety, and no, if you cannot pass a background check, you do not deserve the right to a firearm.
And what does that have to do with referral of the bill to small?
I'm getting there, Mr. Speaker.
Well, I'll get there quicker.
I'll be right there. You got a time on me yet?
Long time.
Well, there's no reason to stop now then.
So that was a bit of a testy exchange.
It was. You know, Republicans say this 24-hour session is about delaying the vote and not what's best for Wisconsin. Very early on yesterday, GOP leader Robin DeVos made that clear.
Unfortunately, rather than debating the merits of worker freedom and giving every single worker in Wisconsin who wants to join a union the freedom to do so, we're going to now have a series of amendments and resolutions all designed to distract and to take away from the main argument.
So, Latoya, why right to work and why now?
Well, Republicans say it's the right time. Basically, they say they have the votes and they say that the legislation will help to create jobs. Just listen to some of the comments from Mary Chaya. She's a representative from Northern Wisconsin.
It was very interesting yesterday. I have the great privilege of sitting on the Joint Finance Committee. We heard from WEDIC yesterday, and they talked about marketing our state and bringing in new businesses. And their words to us were, 7 out of 10 employers screen us out because we are not right to work.
Now, Latoya, I've heard throughout this debate that right to work is not something that business owners were asking for. Is that true?
I guess it depends on who you ask. Democrats say right to work does not come up when talking to business leaders here, while Republicans say Wisconsin's economy will thrive once this is passed. So more companies will expand here and it'll create more jobs.
So now at this point, the Assembly is still debating. So what happens next?
Well, the legislation is expected to pass this morning. They've set a vote to happen by 9 a.m. and then it will head to Governor Walker's desk where he said he'll sign it on Monday.
Well, thank you very much, Latoya.
Thank you, Rachel.